You are now tuned in to the Commissioner's Conversation.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Commissioner Gordon.
Yes, sir. Welcome back. You are tuned in to the Commissioner's Conversation. I am your host, Commissioner Gordon. How's everybody feeling out there this Monday? Monday evening? Yeah, we all good. We are live here every Monday at Blends 2. That's 632 South Central Avenue in Hapeville. I got my guy, Liko Brown, right here beside me as usual.
What's happening?
I got Chef Unk out here. He's cooked up a couple chicken wings, some Spanish rice and black beans. He got us out here eating like, you know, we about to do the salsa and merengue.
I wouldn't mind some of that Spanish rice. You know,
DJ Reese Boogie in the building. But first, before we get into any of these games, we have the very special guest, singer, songwriter, host of her own podcast, Black Ink Radio. She calls herself the Dynasty because, shoot, she rocking it from the rooter to the tooter, up, down, however you got it. It's all over. Welcome, Dynasty, to the Commissioner's Conversation. How are you today?
Welcome. I'm good. Thanks for having me.
So with that, I want to talk about how did you get into the entertainment industry? Like,
oh,
what?
I want to go right into it.
We ain't playing with you because we do these short segments and we want to know about you, expose you to our audience, and learn about for those who don't know.
Okay.
And like for me, I'm of those who don't know. Like,
okay.
Kind of let the people know who you are, where you from.
All right, I am Dynasty Smith. I am originally from Atlantic City, New Jersey.
Okay.
And is that your...
We got somebody else from Jersey in here.
Is that your government?
That is not my government. My stage name, my government name is Denise. And there's a story behind my stage name. I lost my mom in 2006.
Sorry to hear that.
Thank you. And at that time, I was working with someone. I was living here in Atlanta. I was kind of going back and forth, especially... battling cancer. So when she passed away, during that time, this... company I was working with was saying I need to come up with a stage name, and I was going by Denise Smith. So I was like, well, why? What's wrong with Denise Smith?
I thought about it.
So of course I was grieving the loss of my mother, and she was like, well, you need to take that grief and think about, make that like a tribute some way to your mom. So I was calling my friends and stuff and saying, you know, what do y'all think? You know, I need a stage name. So they was like, well, it's got to be something with a D and all this stuff. And they was like, well, you know, you're a businesswoman. You know, you got a strong personality. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, okay. So I started thinking about my mom. So my mom, she was beautiful. And she raised me to be a strong woman. And she was that. And she... her favorite nighttime TV show
was Dynasty. I followed
it. Yeah, and all those women.
You was looking around. Yeah. Okay. And it made sense.
Yep. So.
Dynasty was that show.
Yep. So when I changed my name, it's just fitting. Like, honestly, nobody knows me as Denise unless you already knew me previous to that. Yeah. So.
See, I love name origins. I'm a comic book kid. So, like, when artists have a story behind their name, that's always real hip hop to me. Real music, artist, creative.
Yeah.
Have you always been singing? Like, so when did you start the singing?
My gosh. So I really didn't want to sing. It's crazy. So I was living in Atlantic City, and then I was working in a casino, and I kept running into this engineer that was looking for singers to get in the studio. So I was like, he could walk up to me like, can you sing? And I'm like, nah, man, I can't sing. What you talking about? But I knew other singers. So I went to one of my really good friends. She's still in Atlantic City. And I was like, hey, you know, this guy, because I kept running into him. And you know, they say God put people in your life for a reason. So it was three times I ran into him.
Right.
And then finally I ran into him at, like, in a neighborhood, one of my best friend's mom's house. He was there with her sister. And I'm like, what is this guy doing here? He's like, did you find me somebody? And I'm like, oh my God, I'm gonna help you out. So I said, all right. So I called up Tamika, and then I ended up calling my cousin, who now sings backup with me. Okay. And she's here in Atlanta now. So I was like, all right, we're going to put this thing together. Let's go in the studio with this guy and start messing around. I was like, if anything, we just going to have fun, you know. So we get in there. And honestly, I really got into it. It was three of us. And I said, we're going to start this little three-girl group. But I kept trying to make her be the leader of the group, because you know how that go. If you become the focal point of the group, then you got to stay in it.
Right.
So I didn't want to stay in it.
You were looking for the back door.
I was trying to stay in the background so I could slide on out and slide somebody in, you know. But then I started getting into the music business. So I started, you know, really liking the business aspect, because I'm like, okay, I could just, yeah, can you believe it? Right. It's so backwards because most people don't like the business. I know. So, so I started.
It's so much right there. Oh, okay. Yeah. So what about it, the business, draws you in? And I still miss the part where you just found your love to sing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, you know, it's crazy. Okay. I was a musical connoisseur. So I always liked to sing. Mm-hmm. I just wasn't thinking I was a singer. I just never, you know, nobody.
Okay,
just,
so you
know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I always liked to sing, you know, with the hairbrushes and stuff when you're young. You know, you get up there and you're singing, you know, they're putting on shows, you know, for the family and all that kind of stuff.
Did your mama, did she rib you up?
Nah, you know, actually one day I was singing, I had some headphones on, and my cousin was like, yo, if you really decided to pursue that and get into training and stuff, and you know, you could really sing. And I was like, man, shut up. You know, like, you just playing around. So
you just didn't believe it.
Yeah. No, I didn't. Yeah, you know, I really didn't. No.
It sounded like everybody else saw it.
Everybody
heard it.
I didn't see it. No. Mm-mm. And honestly, I'm so opposite of what I was back and growing. I was more shy, more introverted.
Okay.
And I still have that introvert, extrovert kind of thing going on, you
Does
know.
Does the introvert help you with the business part of the
yes.
music?
Yes. So, because but I take my time and deal with that.
Going back to his question, like, what was it about the business side?
Well,
like,
I found out I can make money. And then...
I mean, yeah. Cha-ching.
Oh, absolutely. I actually became friends with an entertainment attorney, and she was just teaching me a lot about the business. Mm. So I was really intrigued.
Man,
and then, you know,
friends. Every time you get into a part of your story, you be like, yeah, man, I just had this friend, and we just ended up starting a group.
Right.
Yeah, my cousin, she sing like a motherfucker, too.
Yeah, she does. Yeah, she has a beautiful voice, yeah.
And then I talked to my homegirl.
Your surroundings.
It was set.
Yeah, would think so. And Ronnie Jerkins is from Jersey, so...
Him too?
I met him, but I was in my beginning stages, but I was still learning. Okay. But it blew my mind because, you know, we pull up to his house and all these nice cars out here. Yeah. And then we go into the studio and he's in there making tracks. And shortly after that, he's doing stuff with Mary J. Blige and he's doing stuff with Brandy, you know, because
Brandy. This is early.
So okay. I was like really green, you know, but I seen that there was money to be made. I said that was for sure. So, yeah.
All them folks you just named was getting it.
Right.
Oh yeah. Definitely. And I'm still friends with his family. Because they was doing. Paul Jerkins started Starlight Music, but they were separate entities. But he was doing his thing, and I kind of worked with them before I left Atlanta City.
Prominent. He got plenty of success.
Yes. Oh yeah. And then, you know, his brother is into more gospel, Fred Jerkins, and his father is a pastor. So
So when you did you become the head of the group? Were you Beyonce?
Not on purpose. Not because I wanted to.
Because they were pushing
me to be. Oh, you know, we doing shows and you started you do it.
So the girl who you was. Hello.
Sound like it's short. Go ahead. Keep on. Yeah. You good?
The lady that you was pushing to be the lead, did she come to you and be like, "Look, you got it"?
No, actually, it was other people, again, that kept telling me, you got something different, you know. So I was kind of like the KC or, you know what I mean, JoJo of the group because my voice was different.
Unique.
Yeah, that's what it was. It was like they just kept coming to me and, you know, wanting me to do stuff because they kept telling me my voice was different. And I kept trying to push. She was a soprano. Mm-hmm. I'm more of like your Mary J., Toni Braxton, Heather Headley, that type of mix. So I was like, oh, she's the pretty soprano voice. So I'm thinking that's what people want, you know. But they wanted, people was liking the different thing, that unique thing.
Exactly. That's ultimately the music business. Like, what can I find that's going to stand out?
Yeah,
to make the audience
to where you can't get it anywhere else but right here.
Right.
So, the funny part, like you just said, like you didn't see it, you didn't see it in yourself, but everybody else saw it.
Yeah,
and so from there, like how long?
I just wish I was around to just see you singing your ass off. And not being aware that everybody in the room loves you.
Yeah, it took a long time.
Like, nah, everybody loves you.
It took a long time. And it was really forced because the group ultimately broke up after going through like 3 different members. My cousin got tired of this one, you know, attitudes and all that
Destiny's
stuff.
Child, like,
and
what
I
was
broke
the name
down.
Of the
it was Mocha. It was Mocha.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm with it.
Yeah, it was Mocha.
Okay,
yeah.
That's a good R&B girl group name.
Yep. It was Mocha. So,
Mocha.
So I cried because, you know, I was so frustrated with the group and I really wanted to do it. And I found out during that time that I could write lyrics really well.
Okay.
So I was really into, you know, the
How
lyrics.
How did you find that out? Like, what
just
what
by writing, just producers. Telling me, hey, won't you come up with a song like this or with this concept? And so I said, okay. So I would sit down, and then it was like when I tapped in, and it was like I could be in my bed sleeping or trying to go to sleep, and I got lyrics going on in my head, and I'm like, I got to get this out. So I'm just writing it. And then I'm like, okay, what do you think about this? And they're like, oh, that's dope, you know. And I'm like, okay, you know. So it just kept going on from there. And the other girl, Tamika, was a dope songwriter too. She was dope. So her and I kind of did stuff, and then I started kind of writing a lot on my own. So when the group broke up, we had some songs that we had done, and I was crying, and I was like, hey, I'm forget all this, I'm gonna scrap this. So I took the tracks because I was still working with the producers. And I started writing my own songs to him, and that's where it pretty much started.
and Dynasty is born.
That was the beginning.
And Dynasty is born.
Yeah, but I was scared, you know.
She was Lil Wayne on Cash Money. Yeah. She was the last one. The nigga left. Baby put it all on Wayne.
Yeah, I was scared, though. I was scared to die.
You
scared? I
was scared. So your first
scared to go out there?
I was so scared.
But okay, which was greater, your fear or your anger?
Probably the hurt and the anger was more greater, and then that made a baby overcome the fear because I was like, I'm gonna do this, you know. And all right, and the last show I did before I left Atlantic City was at this place called Deja Vu. But and it's so funny because we get ready to do something back. I'm coming full circle. But actually, it was prior before that. I did a show and I was so nervous, and I had backup dancers and all that, and I was like, but man, the crowd was so receptive. Yeah. And it was like, it just made me feel. And the song was called Smile. And it was like, I'm smiling on the outside, crying on the inside. So, and they were just, and the music was so emotional and the words were so emotional that people were just like in it, you know? Yeah. So, and that just made me feel comfortable.
You was in a fishbowl.
Yeah.
And you said you had backup dancers. Like, how did it go from being, okay, we're a group, we do this together,
right,
so now I got to find all of these. I got to find dancers.
Yeah, like, what was the part where you was like,
I got to do all this?
Show y'all.
Right. Yeah. Well, actually, I had them.
Humble. You for real. You are, but I'm speaking to the fire part of you, the part of you that said, I need some backup dancers.
Well, we actually had some because of me and my management thing that I was doing with the group. I was getting us backup dancers, rappers, you know, for the whole thing. Right, so whole thing. It really
so you,
wasn't
you had
hard.
Organizational skills.
Yeah.
You knew how to bring people
together. Right. I was bringing people together.
From the sounds of it, you already had a lot of connections.
Yes. Yeah,
so that made it that much easier. I know a lot of times if you don't really know anybody, you just out here singing and you know singing with your cousin for real, and then all of a sudden they all dip and you like, damn, I got to do all this.
Okay, hold on. Okay. How did you get around so many useful ass people?
Well, Atlantic City is a small town. So a lot of people think, you know, it's casinos, gambling is huge. It's not a huge town. So anybody that was in entertainment or that, you know, in that space, it was easy to find them. And then my family was pretty well known in terms of, because my grandmother worked for the city. My Uncle Joe worked for the city. My aunt, who just recently passed away, she worked for the city. So they knew, you know, it's just they know people and they you mix and mingle with people. Then you got to remember a casino town, too. So entertainment. So
but
that's
see, you
pretty much
look, she really is aware of the dynamics of her city, though. So that's what y'all got to peep.
Yeah. Right.
Like she understanding.
Yeah.
Okay. This where everybody at. I need to go over
here
for this type of
person. Yeah. I need to
go over here for this type of person.
Yeah.
But
see,
also
you got some stuff going on with you. I'm paying attention.
Also with that, though, like I said, being aware of what's going on around you, putting yourself in those situations.
Right.
And then how do you put yourself in those situations and at the same time deny the gift that everyone says that you have for so long?
Well, when I finally accepted it, I started – learning my voice.
Okay.
And because like he said, the fire was I'm just gonna do this and I'm gonna be my own project. backup singers, backup dancers, rappers,
had
you know. I'm gonna have a whole production going on here. I'll do this myself. So I just started practicing like artists that I knew I was in their vocal range, and even ones that went a little higher than me to see how far I could go. So I practiced Mary J. Blige. I practiced Toni Braxton, practiced Heather Headley, even like Janet on some of my stuff. Like I had that tone like Janet and Michael in that softer tone. And then I even started practicing like Jodeci and, you know, cause that raspiness, like people would be like, you got that raspy thing going on. So I would practice their stuff too. Cause they sang, you know, I listened, and then I would even have my backup singers watch like Alicia Keys and their backup singers, like how they, you know, they in it, you know,
giving out homework.
I need y'all on the one. You understand?
When
I go like
y'all
this,
see that, right?
You got to synchronize your snap.
I tell them everybody on the stage is a star. That's right. What I tell them. I tell them that if you're on that stage, you need to look like a star, act like a star. Everyone up there with me is a star.
Where you got that from?
That was just my thinking. I just felt like, I think,
where
honestly it was. I said, everybody is up here is a star. Like, I want them to shine. I want them to dress, look the part, the dancers, the rappers, the singers. You know, I want them to look fly. You know what I'm saying? And every time, like, my cousin, she called me now. She'd be like, is this okay? I'm like, no, you know, that's not sparkly enough. Uh-oh. You're not wearing that.
You got to get your shine on.
Yeah, get your shine on.
I honestly don't know. It just was my mindset, and I just felt like we all on this stage, and we are the show. We're the show. So you are all stars up on this stage.
And I think that's important, too, because not only for your background singers, your background, you know, background dancers and everything, but even if as the part of the group,
yeah.
You know, you don't want anybody to feel excluded because then you got the whole somebody over inside salty. They fuming because they're like, damn. You know,
right. And they feel like, you're getting all the attention. So I didn't want anybody to feel that way. But also I felt like it would make them feel like they would get into it. You know, don't feel like you're going to upstage me or nothing. You know, like look like you having a good time up here. I love to see the singers up there, you know, rocking it.
Right.
You know, and then drummers is jumping the guitar. You know what I mean? Yeah. And everybody's head. Because then people going to get into that.
Vibe.
You know, they're going to really enjoy it.
Yeah. No, that's right. She's so, making the ambiance.
Yeah.
So come up to your involvement into getting on the radio. Like,
Let me tell you, it's so funny. Everything with me, and somebody pointed this out to me, they was like, everything with you was like, you wasn't planning on doing that. And I'm like, yeah, and I wasn't. Yeah. So,
I really wasn't trying to even be on the radio. I'm just syndicated. Yeah, you're talking about.
So I was asked to come on the Beat Break Morning Show. This was before the pandemic, and be on as a guest. So right. I came on as a guest, and then, because I didn't even know what all this podcast stuff was about, I'm like, what am I supposed to be doing here anyway? Okay, so, I came on as a guest, and then shout out to Sean Garvey, because he is definitely the one that got me into radio. And so he calls me back, and he says, you want to come back on and be a guest host again? And I said, sure, because now he wants me to guest host. I was a guest, now I'm guest hosting.
Right.
So I said, okay, yeah, fine, all right, cool. So then he calls me up, and I knew where he was going with this. So he goes, have you ever thought about being on radio? Hey. I said no.
He lining you up.
Yep. He's like, okay, I want to talk to you.
Just keep coming back.
You know, yeah. He's
keep
like, I want to talk to you. You know, let's meet up, sit down, and I want to talk to you. I'm real like, okay, smooth. I know where this is going. So I was interested. You know, I enjoyed it. Had a good time. It was a lot of fun. So we met when up,
they,
and
when,
then he.
When did they hit you with the check to make you say, oh, you know what? I think I could do this.
No, that was not first. That was later. So, but he asked me.
Grind.
Yeah, at first it was like promo, but I was like, all right, cool. So then I actually stayed on there with them for probably about a year because the pandemic hit, and then we kind of started doing stuff more remote because we were coming into the studio. And then not long after that, somebody, because I had a segment, and then they were like, oh, you need to, it was Dynasty DMs. So it was direct messages because a lot of people would talk to me about different things. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they would talk to me about, their relationships and, business. You know, they call me, it was part of my personality because people would call me about anything. They just felt comfortable to talk to. You're a businesswoman, what do you think about this?
Right.
And so it was all things relationships. But it could be personal, business, family. It could be anything. And we would just bring it to the table and talk about it. So they were like, we like your segment. And then we didn't always get to my segment. So one of my friends was like, you need to do your own podcast. I watch it so I can see your segment. And y'all don't always get to your segment. And, I'm not going to overstep, the format of the show. If we don't get to it, then we don't get to it. If we get to it, that's fine.
Right.
But so I said, well, let me think about that. So I took a couple months. And then I thought about it. I said, you know what? I'm going to do it. I said, I think it'll be great. I said, so I talked to one of my friends who's great in business, Think Tank. She's awesome. And I always call you my business consultant, my counselor. Shout out to Sharice. But I got
to
give it that.
Shout out to you,
yeah,
Sharice.
You got to give it to her. So, anyway, I decided to go ahead and move forward with it and do it. And then I was taping 3 episodes at a time. By the time I got to the 9th episode, that's when somebody – my previous co-host, somebody called him from Black Ink and was like, yo, I like what y'all doing. I like her. I like what y'all doing.
Where were you putting the content out of it? On YouTube?
They were doing YouTube on Thinking Out Loud Network.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and Sean was very supportive. You know, I still kind of stayed on with them for a period of time. And then I kind of got busy with some other stuff. But he's always been supporting my music, supporting my podcast, supporting everything that I do. He puts it on his website.
Right.
So I was like, okay. So I went over, talked to Richmo, and they were really at the ground floor. Like, literally, there was not a podcast room in Black Ink, Atlanta. It is now, but it wasn't at that time. So
y'all were over at the shop over where they are.
That's where we are on Bennett. We in Bennett now, 49 Bennett, in Bennett Plaza and Buckhead.
That's behind, what's the name of the, it used to be Frank Ski's.
The Aura's over there, what else is over
there? Behind the club and like
you go down that hill. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, like 1155, something like that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, right there, yeah. We've been over there a few times. Yeah. Okay.
So I like it over there. Richmo, I've worked with Richmo from the very beginning of, the whole radio station. And then I started doing stuff with Rich Mo and Too Hot Radio because we were doing a lot with some artists, contests and stuff. So, that's pretty much how my career in radio began. And that's where I'm at now.
That's cold, man. Like, as I'm listening to you, all I can think about is your friend circle is crazy. Like, you always can just holler at somebody and start a whole new
and it's
direction.
It's something right. about like
you can't just gloss over that. Like people need that person.
Yeah,
that
yeah,
too. But you also need that talent.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
you can need that talent. you can be around a whole lot of folks that's doing something. But yeah. if you are not talented, or you can't speak. You can't sing.
Yeah.
You write terrible songs.
You write terrible songs. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Your songs are horrible.
You're nice, but you're wonderful. Right? Yeah. Mm. But yeah, I think it's also you got to have a good attitude, too. You know, true. I think that a lot of the opportunities for me that have come my way and people, yeah, it came from, you know, being nice, being just – you know, humble, just, you know, they like, you know, you're cool. You
I always
like your
say
vibe,
the
you know?
Ladies got the cheat code anyway, because all you got to do is be nice and intelligent.
Yeah.
And what?
Yeah, you'll get that respect.
Who's going to
yeah.
say, who gonna
yeah,
say
you'll
no?
You'll get that respect, yeah. and people will gravitate
as long as you don't play yourself.
Yeah, yeah. How you carry yourself. Say, absolutely. No?
Yeah, a lot of
absolutely.
Times there's a lot of women out here that don't get the success that they think they should have because they out here doing
they're
reckless
not
stuff.
Right.
Yeah. They're not pleasant.
Right.
Yeah. I could yep. think of an artist
it's
right now.
It's not pleasant
now.
To be around
right.
you.
Exactly.
I could think of an artist
exactly.
right now.
All the flowers start yeah. sagging yeah. when you come in. Your motherfucking ass.
Yeah. I can think of at least one that I can think of that's like
everybody can. Everybody in this room thinking about that person right now.
That she thinks she's supposed to have reached. She's talented as all get out, right. but her
pretty
attitude,
all that.
Her attitude stinks.
Soon you
like
open your mouth.
I've been
yeah,
in a room with
like,
her
never
a
mind.
Few times. You're like, man.
Yeah,
like,
I'm good.
Damn, I wish you never said nothing.
Right.
I
right.
could have just imagined. You
so,
was dope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The new single that you have, you just gave to us, you sent it to
When I Get Home.
When I Get yeah. Home. Kind of give us the
oh,
what's
man.
This story?
That
when
again
you,
is
home,
another
what?
Story, see? Right? So I'm come in, on. I'm getting ready to shoot my video for one of my songs called All Night. We're in Cigar City on Roswell Road.
Okay.
So I was working with this girl, and she was helping me. She was the one that orchestrated, you know, that particular scene, helped me with that in Cigar City. And we're in there, so here comes this little guy, and he's dressed fly, little old man, and he giving out, you know, he putting out flyers for this champagne. So he starts, so, hey, what y'all doing? So I said, well, we in here shooting my music video. And he's like, oh, okay. I said, well, we like, you want us to help you put these flyers out? We like, who are you? He said, well, I'm Chicago Mike from Cool in the Game. So oh. I said, okay. I said, okay, cool. So
just running to another goddamn legend out the blue.
Oh, I'm Cool in the Game.
So we help him
cool
put the flyers
the
out.
Nigga.
So he invites us out to. So yeah, you're right. Exactly.
She would talk to him like his name was Sammy Watson from down the street. Who are you, little old man?
You're right. Yeah. What are these flyers that you're putting out
yeah,
here?
Yeah, I ain't nobody.
We're going to help you
pretty
put
much
these
started all this shit.
So he's like, okay, you got some music and this. I'm like, yeah. So he said, okay. So he
but
said,
look
well,
how
send
she
me.
Just keep running in the. I can't stop. You was charmed,
right?
You make me want to just try to get. You been, you I been need to be touched, involved yeah. in something because you gonna run into somebody we need.
You're probably
all
right.
All these stories is just
yeah.
Boom, boom, boom.
Back
you just
to back.
Keep
yeah.
coming
yeah.
into.
It's crazy.
Well, I need that in my life
you,
right now.
You
real.
Passing out flat.
Yeah, so we did that. So they said, come back. Y'all come back out tonight. Cool in the Gang. The man with 1,000 voices. It was his birthday. The guy, Julius. So he does like Luther real good and all okay. that. So they were like, and I'm like, all right, well, we'll come back. So they were like, y'all come back tonight. You know, me cool and all that stuff. And I'm like, all right, cool. So we come back. I sent him a bunch of my music. He's like, send me some of your music. I want to see what you're doing, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, cool. So we do that. So then he was serious about trying to see if he could, you know, connect me with some people. So he said, well, I want to get you some more songs and stuff too. And I'm like, all right. So he puts me on the phone. He calls up Jay Styles from Black Street. So he's like,
there's a theme to all of this.
So he's like, like, hey, Jay Styles, so black, y'all call Jay
Dynasty
Styles.
Dynasty in the Mafia, y'all. She just ain't told us
I'm
yet.
From Jersey.
Slick Illuminati.
She mob tied in. She, that's
know
the part she ain't telling y'all.
The theme of this should be, I know a guy. Like you know what I'm saying? I know a guy. I know a guy who does that.
We just have a talk. You know what I'm saying? I make him an offer. You can't refuse. You know what I'm saying? We just have a talk.
Bro, so. This is hilarious. Go ahead. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So now you're chopping it up with Black Street.
Right. So, yeah. So he's like, it's Jay Styles of Black Street. So he said, yeah, how you doing, Dynasty? So I'm, you know, pleasure to meet you. I'm looking forward to working with you. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. So he sends me tracks.
Hold on. I do want to say in all of this, everyone is so receptive. It goes back to your attitude, too, because everyone is
that's
so.
That's that attitude.
It's so
and,
receptive, because nobody's like, hell no, I don't know who she is.
And the talent. And the talent.
Right, true.
That and mean, I'm also booking Jay Styles, too. Whenever anybody wants to book him, let me know.
You see what
now
I'm saying?
She's managing him. You know what I'm
saying? Now she got booking,
I'm back to managing
company.
Booking.
Dynasty. Dynasty.
So Jay Styles sends me tracks. However, me and Chicago Mike did not agree. Mm-hmm. However, I still moved on with the tracks. And honestly, the tracks, it came out great. I knew they would fit my voice. Me and Jay Styles decided to go ahead and work
Chicago
on the tracks.
Chicago Mike should have just listened.
Yeah, he should have. So, but he good though. OG. He was just. We all just did a show together at the Welcome to South Cobb Festival. Okay. Mm. So yeah, it came good. Back, you know. But and then we all cool. You know, we didn't agree on that, and that's
it
cool.
It be like this sometimes.
But it fit my voice. The tracks fit me, and I called up Jay, and then I started. And you'll hear the song. And any of y'all that know Faith Evans, she did that song "As Soon as I Get Home."
Right.
So one of the songs had the melody in it. It's crazy. So the three tracks, that was the third song I recorded. So we recorded three. One of them was "Tomorrow's Never Promised." One was "I Can't Wait," and we thought "I Can't Wait" was going to be the single that we were going to drop. And then we did. And I actually wrote that song when I get home on the plane. So I was writing it at home, and then I said I'm gonna go a different route with it, because I was going to kind of along the same lines that Faith went, because I sung that part "As Soon as I Get Home."
Right.
So, but it's called "When I Get Home." You know, "As Soon as I Get Home." So yeah. I sung it. So we didn't sample it. I actually sung it. But I honestly was nervous again when I went to studio. Jay Styles, come on. Right. So Black Street can sing his ass off, and he's like, "You nervous?" I'm like, "Yes." But. And he had me hitting notes, and I'm in there like, and he's like, "You can do it. Turn around." I'm like, okay. So the first time I went, I was nervous, but like, we had a great session, 10 hours, you know, and then, yeah. And then I came back, and we did, and that ended up being, and we fist bumped. That ended up being the single, "When I Get Home," so produced by Jay Styles. So, yeah.
Bruh.
Yeah.
So now we're working together on some other stuff, booking, all kinds of stuff.
What do you have coming up? Like, where are you? I know you said you were just at South Cobb. I want to hear the whole rundown.
Hold on. Before we get to the rundown, I'm sure it's a rundown. What is the song content-wise about?
Okay, so during this time, we had heard about Jada Pinkett and Will Smith and the word entanglement, right? So... So I said, you know, I don't think women ever really talk about, not that they don't do it, you know what I mean, fall for two guys, right?
Oh.
So, no, I kind of ain't go all the way, like, with her, but I took some of that concept.
Two guys.
And I was like, you know, I don't think they really talk about that. And I'm like, but I did it in a classy way, you know what I mean? Like, this person really didn't intend on falling for another person. Like, she really has feelings for both of these people, and not intentionally. But she's owning it in the song. She's owning it, saying, like, you know, this. So she's
like, this is who you kicking on right now.
But it wasn't me. I took the concept. I can take,
I love,
you know, from, you know, different stories,
right,
and that's bring it together, concept, you know. And then I was thinking about when I wrote the song, and it was like a break in it. And, you know, remember, I got this feeling. Remember that? Mm-hmm. So I took that too, and I put that in my song, you know. But it was more like, okay, this person is really messed up. Like, she's confused. She's got, you know, two great people in her life, she and she did up. Not really want to have this situation.
Talking about she loved me, you know, and my partner.
Right. And, like, not the partner.
And I ain't
not
mean
the partner.
To. Right.
But, yeah, so she was just like, happened. You know, I gotta get out of here. I can't keep doing this. This is not right. You know, I got to get away. You know, and all my songs are pretty much, if you're doing the video, you could pretty much just direct the video because I'm a storyteller.
Yeah.
So I make sure there's a story.
You write right. movies.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, I've gotten into that, too, now. So see, acting and directing.
Screen.
And
I just so happen writing. To know Steven Spielberg.
Yeah, I'm just... Just so happen to know Universal Studios vice president in charge of every goddamn lot out here. He gives me the keys sometimes.
No, but I'm certain
that I didn't mean to get the keys.
Yeah,
some
I'm
kind
certain
of way.
That the music writing will carry over. It's just, you know, you get more detailed as you get into the movie.
Oh, well, I did the sizzle. Mm-hmm. We did, you said Jersey. We doing a short series called Godmother.
Okay.
So we just shot the sizzle, and I got into acting again. Same thing. Somebody said to me, "Have you ever thought about acting?" I said, "No." So and they were like, "Well, come to this audition." So I ended up getting casted for a part, the lead part for a short series called "The Weight We Carry from Renting Men." So she casted me for the lead role as Carla, and then later on, me and the director was talking and brainstorming, and I was like, "Well, I think I could come up." He's like, "You know, I know you can come up with some concept." So I was like, "All right." So I typed it up, you know, and I sent it to him, and he said, "I love it. I love it." And he has his own streaming platform. Mm. So we just finally, because different things had. My aunt got sick with cancer last August. And unfortunately, I lost her last October.
Sorry,
so we had, thank you. So I had to put that on hold. And they actually just named the street after her July 12th in Atlantic City, Betty J. Lewis Way. So thank y'all again. Shout out to that. But she was awesome. Amazing contributor to the city of Atlantic City.
Clear.
But so then after we kind of got through that, then we just did the sizzle just recently, and Rich Mo's in it, and you know, so it came out really good. So I wrote it, had somebody script it for, had the director script it out, and so now we got that out too. That sizzle is out there.
That's dope.
Where we're gonna ask for where all your links?
Yeah, we're gonna have to
get the end. We'll
okay.
But once again, though, like we were saying earlier, where is the show? Where can we watch the show? What
now, we haven't shot the pilot. Mm. We just had the sizzle right now.
She's talking about sizzle reel.
Yeah, just the reel, like a trailer.
Real,
yeah, we just did that.
Gotcha.
And then, so that's just to get, you know, a little something going on.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're looking at really trying to, if I can fit it in my schedule in November, to get the pilot shot.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
so that's
our goal.
Speaking of that schedule, what do you have coming up if someone wants to come out and see you and watch all
and
this?
Where do I need to come audition? Because I'm going to get in. Because you're going to meet a billionaire.
Well, we're still casting. We're still casting. So put that out there. We're still casting.
There you go. Still casting.
We're still casting. Yes. The next thing coming up, here's another thing. So Go-Go Party Bus. We kicked off the Go-Go Party Bus concert series in May with Tony Terry, legendary artist Tony Terry, Glenn Jones. I was called, the director in New York put me with Niecy Cooper, who owns the Go-Go Party Bus franchise. And, well, it's her business, and then she also franchises it out. So she has about 10 buses, and she wanted to start building herself as a concert promoter. So she ended up being introduced to me. So, because, you know, I'm out here, he's in New York. Mm-hmm. So we started talking, and I said, well, why don't you start kind of with the bus? The bus could be the venue, you know, and you start kind of, you know, call right, before you right. walk. So we talked about that, and she was like, yeah, you know, okay. So we talked, and about 2 months later, she calls me up. She said, Dynasty, I'm going to do it. We're going to go ahead and start the concert series on, but I want you to host, you know. And I said, okay, cool. And she said, you know, she pays me to host, and I'm like, thank you, Niecy. Okay, cool. You know, that's all right. But I believed in the concept. So, you know, I was like, you know what? I would normally charge, but I ain't going to charge that because I really believe in the concept. So I was like, let's go ahead and kick it off, you know. So now she got picked up for a reality series too. So 2 years ago, she had started doing that. She shot her sizzle reel, and it was dope. And finally, she's got picked up, and she's, you know, I'm going to have you on there, too. And it's now, I was like, all right, thank you. I appreciate it. So, but, yeah, so we're doing a concert series. So the next thing coming up is going to be October 26th. We're actually doing something with Cats Cafe. So we're going to do a VIP bus ride. We're trying to narrow down. It may be Silk G, little G.
Okay, little G.
So we're looking at doing the VIP bus ride first. So I put this whole concept together for a mass singer event. So I reached out to, you know, some local talent that I know. And, you know, they dope. They got a following. And I was like, listen, do y'all want to come out and do this Halloween event with me and be mass singers? And they was like, yeah, that sounds like fun. So, you know, they like,
did
okay,
they say
yeah.
it like that?
Well, they texted me that, so I figured. Well, actually, I talked to them. They did say, yeah, it sounds like fun. No, I'm an impersonator too. So,
so with the
ventriloquist,
with the mass singer concept, the whole concept, like, how, like, because you have to, I'm trying to think of how to ask the question. Like, you have to, if it's guys, it's the people that are local.
Right.
Like, I don't know the pool of people that I can pick from when I'm guessing who's the mass singer.
Well, see,
you know what I'm saying?
What's going to happen, you're going to have, a bingo card.
Okay.
And it's going to have their names on it. Right. And their little pictures. So I told them that they have to conceal their identity. Mm-hmm. We're gonna pick the tables randomly so that it's fair, because you know you're gonna have some people that know the artist,
right?
You know, so we're gonna make it fair because we're gonna pick this, and I'm giving y'all a little probably too much information because it's gonna be a surprise with some stuff, but we're gonna have the tables
just
randomly picked,
yeah,
but the artists are supposed to sing one cover song,
okay,
to conceal their identity.
Not
and that way the crowd,
because
we know that it's going to be each person's supporters,
right?
You know, so it's really just going to be fun, you know, but
it's
going to be random. They're going to have like a bingo card with each one. So whoever, say it's five artists, it's going to be five tables that end up being randomly picked. So they sing a cover song one first, and then the table will have to say who they think that artist is. Of course, if it's a female, they're going to pick one of the females.
Right, yeah.
But if they get it right, you know, then it goes. So they have to conceal their identity. Right. But, yeah, so they're like, it sounds like fun. We're going to do it. And it's going to be a costume.
Especially after
contest.
A couple of drinks.
So yeah, right.
What costume designer just randomly know that's going to give you all these costumes?
Oh, yeah.
Well, they can get their own costumes. Or we can, you know, we'll get some masks or whatever. You know what I mean? Or if somebody wants to, you know,
come on board
and say, hey, we got some costumes or whatever. But I'm going to let them pick their costumes if that's what they want to do. And then if they say, well, you know, can you help me with that? Then, you know, we'll help them out with masks.
It's going out before
kind of
the 26th.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay,
oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
Anybody listening, if you want to sponsor the event,
absolutely,
with costumes,
sponsors.
Cats Cafe.
Cats
and
Cafe.
The Go-Go Party Bus, the VIP
party.
Bus ride with possibly Little G from Silk.
Dynasty Smith. feel me? She got it. She got
so
many outstanding ideas.
Yeah, I'm getting ready to say, you are full of ideas. You're a person that you just clearly, like you just said.
She a walking check. Somebody goddamn invest in this shit. Because she clearly understands and has the talent to do this shit.
Before we let you go, I would love to hear just one story. Just one story that you were like, okay. Like, we've gone through I would say that you would tell somebody, you ain't going to believe this, but we've gone through from Chicago, Mike, Black Street. We've gone through all of this. But just give us a story that you could say kind of, let's say, aided to you being in the music industry and made you look around and say, you know what, this industry, I can do this. This entertainment thing is cool.
That's a really good question. When did I actually? Because you know you had those moments where you'd be like, "Do I really belong here?" Yeah. You know what? I would have
especially
to say,
when you get around the legends,
right?
I think it was an aha moment for me when I was on this boat. Okay, I was on Carnival Cruise, and I was with a promoter, and he was driving me crazy because he came up with this idea, put me on this daggone cruise ship. So,
you hosting on the cruise ship?
No, he just planned us to go on there, and he's going to promote me on this boat, which I wish I would have had a bunch of CDs or some type of
Tom
stuff.
You talking about Jonah?
No, this was just a regular cruise, and he drove me nuts. But when I tell you, this guy had the gift of gab. He got me on the stage on, like, you know how they be on the deck and right. the bands. Got me on there. He got me on stage at this place called Carlos and Charlie's in Mexico. And then he got, I was on stage just like all over this boat. Like, he didn't have a plan, but he did it. And so anyway,
just hustling.
So they were having a contest, and he got on my nerves, but it worked. But so they had this contest on the boat, a talent show. It was a talent show. So I said, and I still had the little trophy. But I was doing rehearsal, and I was singing that song, Smile, right? And people were like this, the auditorium was open, and there was shops, you know, all around. And people started pouring in during the rehearsal, coming out of the shops. And I was like, wow. Like, you know, they were like floating in, and they would just listen to the song. And then I came out, and they were like, later, and like everybody knew who I was on the boat. And they was just like, this lady came to me, and she said, oh my God, that song is so beautiful. And I lost my husband, and, you know, but to alcoholism. She had an alcohol problem. He didn't die, but she messed up her marriage because she had an alcohol problem. But it was smiling on the outside, crying on the inside. And, you know, and they were just, so everywhere I went, they were like, oh my God, my daughters just love you. And oh my God. So every time you see like some people crowd around, you got little old me sitting in the middle of them, you know, like, yeah, hey, how you doing? So I just felt like, one, there are people who wish, like you said, you know, people wish they could sing or write or have that talent. And I was like, wow, you can't take this for granted, you know. Yeah, and then how much therapy and how much it affects people to the soul, you know, to sing, and they can't sing or write, and they go through these things, you know what I'm saying, in their own lives, and they can, and you're helping them because, you know, you're singing about things that you may have gone through or other people are going through, and that's their therapy to turn it, to express that. And I was like, you cannot waste this talent, you know, because there are people that wish they could do what you do, you know, writing. When I tell people how I write, they're like, oh my God.
Or
you
not
know.
Even wish they could do what you do, but just are actually appreciative that you good at it.
Right. And sharing that talent. Yeah. And one of the things I didn't say when I was hiding, you know, scared, I was wearing my face like my hair like Aaliyah. So I was covering that eye. So everywhere I went, because it was a fear factor and being on stage. And I felt like I was hiding from the audience. Like I had this little, you know, that kind of helped me with my fear factor.
You got this duality going on where you don't necessarily want to be in the front doing all this.
But when did I get though?
If you piss me off,
I'm shining like new money.
I get background dancers.
and rappers and singers.
I'm reluctant, but when I get there, I'm going to show out.
Show the fuck out.
So, again,
so that do the whole that production. Was that moment. I'm
write
me.
This shit.
Yeah.
So,
direct this shit.
Again,
record
Dynasty
this shit.
Smith.
Produce this shit.
We
put
we
it out.
Appreciate you for being here, being part of the commissioner's conversation.
Thank you.
And
she's
in a minute,
a talent.
Hang around for a second. I want to get some pictures.
Yes.
We have a couple more drinks. We're right here live every Monday at Blends 2 at 632 South Central Avenue in Hapeville. We encourage you all to come out and hang out with us and have a great time. Yes.
Man, I'm glad I met you.
No,
and we're going to have DJ Reese Boogie play the song. And we're gonna have fun and listen to it. And we're going to have more on the way. We're going to talk football. We also, we got some more guests coming up. So, once again, 632 South Central Avenue in Hapeville. I am Commissioner Gordon.
Southside. Awesome. I'm Leek O'Brien. Y'all know what's happening.
We'll be back.
Thank you.
Thank you.